Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me. This is Anna Gieselman, and I'm here to guide you on our very last meditation. So first of all, I'd like to congratulate you for making it to the end. If you've been listening this whole time, I'm really happy. I'd love to have your feedback from the whole experience. And if this is the first time you're tuning in, that's great. Every meditation adds up. So hopefully these meditations are going to be available online on the Castle Hill website forever. So if you really enjoyed what we've been working on and what you've been hearing, you can tune in anytime. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the schedule that we provide or that, you know, in order. You can listen whenever you'd like. So that being said, go ahead and get a comfortable seat on your meditation cushion or in a chair. And once you're there, take a big breath in and a long, slow exhale out. So if you can, when you start your meditation, even after this whole thing is done, just on your own, whenever you sit down to meditate, let your breath be the one thing that you really focus on right away. It's one of the simplest tools for your meditation without getting too complicated or too heavy. Just feeling your breath, thinking about how you're breathing in this moment that's passing. And as we know, everything passes, all things are changing, including our breath. You draw the outside universe into you, and then you let your own inner universe out with each exhale. So just going back and forth, drawing in and letting go. And scan your body here this morning. Notice how things feel on a physical level, noticing how things feel on an energetic level, mental space, emotional space, without having to change anything or make any judgments about what you're feeling. Just feel. Be present with yourself. That's what this is all about, really. So being that today is the 31st and tomorrow we start our year over again, I know there can be a lot of pressures for people around setting resolutions or making promises that we're going to stop certain things or start doing new things. And I think it's important to keep in mind in this passing that, again, all things are changing. Every day is changing. Every moment is changing. And it's easy, since this is such a big marker of our time that we keep as people, to put a lot of weight and significance into the new year. But really, I mean, every moment could be just as important. We really don't have anything to count on for sure into the future, and the past is already past. So being in the moment is the only thing that's truly ours, truly honest, truly there. And even that skips off in a heartbeat. Everything's very fleeting. And you know, depending on how you look at this, it could be something that feels scary or sad, but it could also be viewed as a very positive thing. You know, in the times that are difficult or that we're having challenges, we can know that this is not forever. None of this is forever. And then in the times that everything is wonderful and perfect and you don't want it to change, knowing that it will indeed change can give you appreciation for just exactly how special this moment is that you have and how it's going to go away. So absorb it in and really appreciate and love every moment that you have. Right here in this moment, you have time, you have yourself, and you have the presence of mind to really be here. And that's a wonderful thing, a really important thing. So again, I want to thank you for being part of this whole exploration. So to finish our meditation, I'd just like to share with you a poem that I absolutely adore. I return to it again and again, and I think it's rather fitting for today being the end of the year and the beginning of next year. This is a poem by Donna Markova. I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance, to live so that which came to me by seed goes on to the next as blossom, and that which came to me as blossom goes on as fruit. I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days and to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance, to live so that which came to me as seed goes to the next as blossom, and that which came to me as blossom goes on as fruit. So again, I just want to thank you for joining me and all the other teachers for this recording and our whole meditation challenge. And I hope that this new year brings you many blessings and health and presence in your life, so that just like in this poem, you can not live in fear and allow your living to open you and loosen your heart and risk your significance so that you can really help lift other people up with you. So join your palms together in front of your heart, taking one big breath together and slowly bowing your head to your heart, to your life, to this moment. Namaste.